by that time I was a Mason, right, and they offered me a job to run Masonic Hall in Cambridge, Bateman Street. Lovely old building, it's an old college building. It was Chesant College. Not only did we run it as a manager, I'd done everything, bar and run the bar and manage the whole thing and everything, but we had to live there, because lovely flat, it was the old master's flat. So when I looked at the flat upstairs, I took Edna up. She said, "Oh, I'm not going to live in here." She said, "Oh, that was old Fred had had it, didn't he? He was 80 when he died. 73, and the bathroom's a bit this and that, and the kitchen was all that." And it's, "No, I'm not going to live there." So I thought they must have known. They said, "Well," he said, "you can do it up." And our firm done it up. We done it up, and they paid us. Because we kept the company running, we got this house, and we got another bungalow. And I'd done this one up while I was at Bateman Street, because the hours at Bateman Street was in the morning. Basically, it was in the morning, nothing in the afternoon, because the lodgers meet in the evening. For a lot of the afternoons, I had nothing to do. Mind you, I had done the hours, but I'd done this place up.
Yeah.
Bought this and done this up.
And then you finally moved here?
When I retired, 2000. This is the longest we've lived anywhere.
Yeah.